This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wechitatu kubvumbi 13, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri nichiti ezvinoizvi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Madzimai maviri atirakidzira kuti ayo handi varume voga vanogona. Nesuwo madzimai tinogona.
Amai Victoria Chitepo na amai Vivian Mwashita voita magamba ekutanga kuvigwa pamarenda eHeroes eka musi mumwe chete. Gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa nagavhuna weRBZ vaJohn Mangudya voita misangano yepagore muno muWashington DC nevakuru veIMF neWorld Bank. Dare repamusoro robvumidza bato reMDCT kuti riratidzire mangwana kunyange hazvo mapurisa akanga atsika madziro. Indiwe mimwe emisoro inao dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Amai Victoria Chitepo pamwe chete naamai Vivian Mwashita Muchicho avakashaya svondo rapera varadzikwa nhasi pamarinda anovigwa magamba enyika eNational Heroes Acre. Akandeke kutanga kuti magamba maviri avigwe zuva rimwe chete kumarinda aya. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anga aripo kumarinda uku ndokuti panyaya inotevera.
Zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu zvaungana pamarinda anovigwa magamba enyika nhasi panga pachiradzikwa mai Chitepo namai Mwashita Muchicho avo vanonzi vakashanda zvakaomarara mukusunungurwa kwakaitwa nyika muna 1980. Vachitaura pakuvigwa kwevaviri ava, mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vati varwadziwa zvikuru nekufa kwakaita madzimai maviri aya vachiti akashanda zvakasimba kuti nyika iwane rusununguko rwainarwo.
Madzimai maviri aya. Madzimai maviri atirakidzira kuti ayo handi varume voga vanogona. Nesuwo madzimai tinogona. Saka nekuvarume, they are examples. Examples of love, of charity, of being outgoing, givenness to the causes of others.
Ataura akamirira mhuri yekwaChitepo, vazvenyika Chitepo, vanhu vemwana vemushakabvu, vati amai vavo vakashanda zvakasimba mukusimudzirwa kwenyika dziri kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Nyasha Mwashita, uyo ataura akamirira mhuri yekwaMwashita, uye ari mwana vemushakabvu, ati chikuru chaakadzidza pana amai vake inyaya yekuti munhu anofanira kushanda zvakasimba kuti abudirire. Sachigaro wesangano revakarwa muhondo yeChimurenga vaChris Muchangwa vati veruzhinji vanofanira kutevera tsoka dzamai Chitepo pamwe namai Mwashita nechinangwa chekuti upfumi hwenyika husimukire.
Iyi mai Chitepo vanodadisa. Yezvo vakazvarwa kuSouth Africa vodurorwa kuZimbabwe. Murume wavo pedzisira ane basa ari kuDar es Salaam wopiwa kunzi enda unotanga ami, kutanga ami isati yamboonekwa pasina manyowa inodzizana forces ndiChitepo kutanga kuti rovaka masoja kuti pazonziwo munhu mutema anoitwa commander in chief kubvira patakarohwa nguva yanakaguve ndichitepo mai chitepo vakamira naye
rufu rwamai chitepo namai mwashita rwasanganisa zvipoka zviviri zvezanu pf zviri kurwisana nenyaya yemasimba muzanu pf asi mudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika amai grace mugabe avo vari kudubai kwavanonzi vakaenda nedangwe ravo bona mugabe chikore ari kuda kusununguka pamwe nevemapato anopikisa vese kusanganisa ravaimbova mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika amai joyce mujuru vanga vasipo pakuvigwa kwemagamba aya valuke tamborinyoka vanhu vemutauriri wemutungamiriri wemdct vamoge mutsvangirai vati vatsvangirai neutungamiriri hwebato ravo havana kuenda kurufu urwu nyange zvazvo vakatumira mashoko enyaradzo kumhuri yekwachitepo nepamusana pekuti zanu pf yave kutora kuvigwa kwemagamba enyika sechiitiko chebato rayo
vatsvangirai vakaratidza kurwadziwa chaizvo nemagamba chaivo echokwadi akafanana navachitepo uye zvino nhasi semusangano vaive vatsvangirai vachiri kushushikana nazvo chakanyanya kunetsa ndechekuti magamba akadai aakutorwa asisingaitwe enyika asi aakuitwa emusangano
ndakamirira studio 7 muHarare ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mutongi wedare repamusoro vaHappiest Show vatara kuti mapurisa haakwanise kurambidza kana kutadzisa bato reMDCT kufora richiratidzira paurongwa hwaro hwamangwana sezvo bumbiro remitemo richipa bato iri mvumo. Izvi zvinotevera danho ranga ratorwa nebato iri rekukwira kudare iri mushure mekunge mapurisa arizivisa kuti nhengo dzaro hadzaikwanisa kupinda mumigwagwa mangwana nezvikonzero zvekuti hapana mapurisa akakwana anozokwanisa kuzovachengetedza vachifora. Mapurisa anziwo abhadhare mari dzose dzematare. MDCT iri kuda kuratidzira ichinyunyuta nekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyaya dzehupfumi izvo zvainoti zvakonzera nzara tsvuku munyika. Tabata mutauriri weMDCT vaobheti Gutu kuti tinzwe mhamiriro yakaita zvinhu.
Tinogutsikana kuti dare guru renyika ratsigira kuti bumbiro romutemo section 259 yeconstitution yeZimbabwe inopa kodzero kuvanhu vose zvavo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti zviite petition kana kuti zviite mademonstration murunyararo.
Tinonzwa kuti iwo mapurisa anga apa zvikonzero zvekuti musaratidzira vachitaura kuti vanenge vasina mapurisa akakwana anozokwanisa kuchengetedzai pakufora. Hamusi munee muchizotariswa here futi iro divi rezvikonzero zvemapurisa iro?
Divi rezvikonzero zvemapurisa nderekungoda havo kungotivhiringidza. Saka tinoti mapurisa havangatiwo vangashaya manpower yakakwana nokuti hatisi kuita hondo, haisi hondo kwete. Kungofamba vanhu vakabata maplacards, vakabata mabhana zvokuti mapurisa kuti vanganzi vangashaya manpower. Tinofarawo nokuti mutongo yaiko taona kuti zvikonzero zvavanga vachipa hazvigutsi.
Mune mamwe mapato ezvematongerwo enyika kana masangano here vamuri kushanda nawo mukuratidzira iko kumangwana?
Chanakidza apa ndechekuti kunyangwe hazvo vamwe vemamwe mapato vasina havo kutaura havo pachena kuti tichazenge tiripo nemi kana kuti nesu, vatumira iwo vatingangoti masolidarity message. Imwe yandirikubva kutoverenga pano pari zvino, tine mabato akati wandei. Ndingangoda kudoma bato ravamangoma reRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe. Ndiri kutotambira mahwi anobva kumutauriri wavo vapishai mushauraya vachiti toshuvira kuti no demonstration yenyu yamangwana yafamba zvakanaka. Nevamwe vatinosangana navo mamapato vatungamiriri nemasupporters vari kutongoti ha zvamunoita zvamakaronga kuti muite tinozvitsigira. Saka hazvingambotishamisi mangwana tikaona vemamwe mapato vatijoina.
Avanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vaobheti Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mapurisa nhasi anonzi asunga vanhu vanoita zvemitambo nekurwira kodzero dzevanhu vaSilvanos Banditi Mudzowa panze pedare reparamende. Vamudzowa vasungwa mushure mekunge vaedza kuita mutambo wavo panze pedare iri. Mutambo uyu unotaura nezvemari inosvika mabhiriyoni gumi nemashanu anonzi nemutauriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe yakatsakatika kuminda yemangoda kwaMarange. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi remapurisa panyaya iyi sezvo mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vanga vasiri kudaira nharembozha yavo. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vamudzowa kuti tinzwe zvaitika.
Ndine play yangu inonzi Missing Diamond. Ndokudimandawo mashare which is just $1,000. Saka ndaenda paparliament ndichiti ndikwanise kutaura nevanhu vandakavhotera kuti vangavanzwe kuti mari yakaenda kupi, ndikwanise kuwanawo mari yangu ndopata pandasungwa nemapurisa ipapo.
Masungwa muchiita mutambo uyu here kana kuti manga mangoendawo henyu netsamba yenyunyuto?
Aiwa, ndakachitoita mutambo pamberi peparliament ndichitoita mutambo wangu ndidimanda $1,000 rangu.
Mutambo uyu wanga uine vanhu vangani?
Mutambo wemunhu one.
Saka havanga vachikupomera imhosva iyi?
Kusvika pari zvinoka havasadischarge, vanditi ndiende kumba ndizodzoka. Vachandifonera ivo nekuti vanga vari kunetsana pana mumwe wangu vachiti vakandicharge under censorship act ndingunosvika kukoti vandachallenja, because vagara kutoziva kuti mutemo iwoyo ndagara ndichingonetsana navo kuti inindiza kukuchallenja, saka vari kutya kundichargea nemutemo iwoyo. Ini vamwe vaibva vatanga futi vachizvavo kunetsana nenyaya yecriminal nuisance, ndii ndachiita noisi papublic space ndichidisturba vanhu anoenza, but vamwe vachona futi vazviramba vakati hazvibude, uyu munhu ane kakungwarisa kaakaita anosvika kuramba uchinda hazingaite noisi, ndakandiita dirama. Saka ndopa vabva vati regeza tinyatsotsvaga chichaji chaichoirikoregi tokuudza kana taanayo chaji mangwana tokufonera.
Vanga vari vanoita zvemitambo nekurwira kodzero dzevanhu vaSilvanus Banditi Mudzova vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Gurukota rinoona nezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa naGovernor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangudya vari muno muWashington DC pamusangano wepagore weInternational Monetary Fund neWorld Bank unoitwa muna Kubvumbi. Zimbabwe iri kuedza kuumbiridza ukama nemabhanga maviri aya mushure mekumborimirana kumugano nekuda kwekutadza kubhadhara zvikwerete. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata Governor weRBZ Dr. Mangudya kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Mameetings IMF and World Bank tinoatenda nekuti vamembers and also ndoma opportunity tinoona yekuti tikafune nyaya yeZimbabwe. Saka haisi nyaya yekutengera kwezvikwereti, inyaya yekuti how best do we deepen the re-engagement process in Zimbabwe the rest of the world.
Saka chirongwa staff monitored programs vachapera kudai, zvii zvakuitika ndozvimwe here zvamuri kutaurawo musangano?
We'll be saying that many times. The next thing to do for Zimbabwe pachinga papera staff monitored program kwakumira kuti boards AIMF and World Bank ne AGP ogosangana ivo kuti vachiita go through chirongwa Zimbabwe refinancing program in Zimbabwe. So because we have one meeting with the IMF and the World Bank, as I said, we don't want to raise too many hopes from people who are attending the meeting at the IMF and the World Bank. My meetings at the more important than what we are doing.
Governor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangudya vari parunare muno muWashington DC na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe neZuro vakatsigirana negurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa panyaya yekuti vemabhanga vasamanikidzwa kupa vatema zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana sezvanga zvichidiwa negurukota rezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwau. VaMugabe vakaburitsa mashoko aya neZuro kuburikidza negurukota rezvekuburiswa kwemashoko vaChristopher Mushowe. Mutungamiri wenyika akati zvirongwa zvekuendesa upfumi zvinofanira kuzadzikiswa kuburikidza nemapazi ehurumende akasiyana-siyana, kwete gurukota rimwe chete. Vakatiwo vemabhanga vanotarisirwa kuita zvirongwa zvekubatsirawo nyika. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaLaxon Zembe.
Basa rebhangi ndereku kunza mari munyika bangi rinoda waridzi bangi vanofanira kunge vari vanhu vane mari kwete kuti titore vanhu vasina mari voti taa kuti taane mashezi bhengi tiwo havana mari bhengi roro rinoparara rinobroka saka mabhangi hatifaniri kumbonetsana nawo nenyaya yeindigenization mabhangi tinongoda kuvakumbira kuti tiunzirei mari nekuti tirida mari yekusapota ikonomi bhengi rinenge razoramba kuunza mari ndo retinoti zvino tingaripe kana nzvimbo yekushanda here kana vasingadi kusapota ikonomi ndo basa rebhangi roro rekuunza mari saka tinotenda zvikurusa netsanangudzo iyoyo yazoitwa navamugabe nekuti zvanga zvaakutinetsa zvikurusa ende ndo zvanga zvaakuunza kuti iye zvinezvi aite dambudziko remari muzimbabwe munomu
asi ka vamwe vanga vachichema chemawo kuti iwo mabhanga acho haasi kukweretesawo vamwe vatema mari zvaakuita kuti zvinhu zvisafambe zvakanaka munyaya dzezvekurima nezvimwe
ndozvetinofanira kutaura nevemabhangi kuti mabhangi basa ravo nderekutsigira nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika nderekukweretesa vanhu
nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi valakson zembe vari parunare kwamutare nablessing zulu westudio 7 Vamwe ambuya vane muzukuru akaenda kunotsvaga basa kuKuwait vanoti vari kushushikana zvikuru nemagariro ari kuita muzukuru wavo mushure mekunge pabuda mashoko ekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakaenda kunyika iyi zviri kubatwa senhapwa. Ambuya ava vasina kuda kudomwa nezita asi vati vanoda kunzi amai ndoro vanoti muzukuru wavo ane makore makumi maviri nerimwe ekuberekwa nevamwe vasikana vemuHarare. Vakanyeperwa kuti kwakanga kuine mabasa kuKuwait asi vave kubatwa sevaranda. Marvelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 aita hurukuro namai ndoro kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Mwana uyu ane makore makumi maviri nerimwe chete akaenda kuKuwait mushure mekunge vavakidzani vevabereki vake vataura mai ava vauya semunhu wavanopinda naye cheche mune mamwe machechi aya vataura kuti kune mabasa kuKuwait kuri kudiwa vasikana vechidiki kuti vanotoenza muhotera saka zvavaiita mai ava vaiti kana vasikana ava vaenda vaisvika vachitofona kuti iwe huya kuno kuno kwakanaka chaizvo ndoku wanda kwakazoita vasikana ava vasikana vamwe vaaiziva mwana uyu munharaunda vakanga vaenda vakatofona vachiti isu titasvika tabatwa zvakanaka titori muhotera ndokunga vaye maagenti ari ikoko kuKuwait nekuti kune vekunowo kuZimbabwe vari kuKuwait ikoko ndo vaitopa vasikana vafoni kuti fonai nekuti vaiziva kuti kune vamwe vanhu vasara kuna agenti vanofanirwa kukurumidza kuuya zvokuti dai vaizotaura kuti aiwa kuno hakuna kunaka ava vaizokwira ndege.
Mwana paakasvika kuKuwait uku akati kwanga kwakamira sei?
Mwana haana kukwanisa kutaura ipapo akazotitaurira mushure mechondo rimwe chete rine tumazuva kuti kunoku zvatakafambira hazvisiri izvo ndiri kunzi ndaakuchengeta vana ndiri kunzi ndinosevenza kubva na 6 kusvika kunze kwaedza vachingobva paairport unotorwa neakupfarira wavanoti iye sponsor ndiye anokutora obva akupfekedza mapfekero avo vaakutopfekera zvaikoko izvozvo mwana iyeye haatomboziva address kuti ari kupi kutanga aiziva asi pakazoenda kunobatiswa mai ava nevabereki vake adhiresi hakuchisina nekuti anenge akatobviswa ipapo.
Ambuya vemumwe mwanasikana ari kuKuwait vati vanonzi amai ndoro vari parunare muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Munyori anoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika yemuAmerica vaAshkata vari kuPhilippines panguva iyo paine kunetsana pakati peChina nePhilippines panyaya yeChina yekuita mauto munzvimbo iri kunetsana nyika mbiri idzi yeSouth China Sea.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tine hurukuro namuzvare Geraldine Kasambara. Makadi muzvare Geraldine.
Zvipako akadi Chioneso. Ndinofara kuva pano.
Konajerudini wasikane wachidiki wari kuzvifambisa sei kuti warambe wari mubhizimusi izvo zvinhu zvichinetsa kudai.
Kana pane chinhu chandakati dzakachionesa ndechekuti kubva kuna mbuya vangu vandiri mudiki vaindidzidzisa kuti kushanda nesimba hakuurai uye ndozviri kutibatsira kuti chero zvinhu zvichinetsa tingoramba tichingoshanda nesimba uye kushanda nesimba kwatiri kuita kuri kutibatsira kuti tirambe tiri mubhizimusi. Pandai ndiri kuchikoro chioniso ndaisagarira maoko ndaitoziva kutoti kana ndatosvika kuchikoro ndaigona kutengesa makeke kana masamusa kana ndakatomboita takshop zvokutoti ndakatodzidzira kuti ndashangomirira mari yaibva kuvabereki vangu asi ndaitoziva kuti neniwo ndandino chipandi chandaiita pakuziraramisa kwangu kucollege.
Nai Geraldine, munhu anganyorisa sei kuti aite bhizimisi zviri pamutemo?
Kuregistra company muno muzimbabwe kuregistra of company $25 ndezve yangu tirikaenda kuna vamwe vanhu vane makampani avo vari kuedza kupagawo mari inochadya ma$250-$300 chingodaro chakangokosha chete kutanga bhizimusi rako chionesi sezvandachimbotaura neumwe munhu andachitaura naye nhasi ndamuziva kuti bhizimusi rinongoda hukama hwakanaka nevamwe vanhu kungoti pese pauri ziva kuti chakakosha chero makategori edu aiti kwawabva yawanata nokuti kwaune
avo vanga vari muzvare Geraldine Kasambara wanoshanda ku 143 Communications. Tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Ndini Chioneso Jani. Tosangana zvekare mangwana.
Chikamu chedu chatinoita hurukuro nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvave kugara kune dzimwe nyika. Nhasi tine hurukuro namufundisikadzi Pastor Letina Jeranyama vakavamba sangano remadzimai echitendero chechikristu rinonzi Interdenominational Women of Faith. Pastor Jeranyama vanodzidzisawo pane imwe yunivhesiti iri kuBoston muno muAmerica. Sangano ravo iri rave rine musangano mukuru weconference uchaitirwa kuBoston kuMassachusetts kubva musi wa22 mwedzi uno uchipera nemusi wa24. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naPraxidis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Musangano uyu wakatanga muna 2013. Ndakazokera kuZimbabwe ndakandakokwa nekereke randanchienda kumusha kuti ndiye kuzominista kumadzimai musangano wemadzimai kuBulawayo. After that Mwari baba vanditaura neni kuti nditange sangana iro remadzimai rinonzi Women of Faith. Tine chinangwa chekuti vanhu vemachechi dzakasiyana siyana vasangane tokuridzana semadzimai. Also tisakangane kwatakabva tiri muno mudiaspora tisangane nemadzimai ekumusha tiite zvimwe zvinhu kuti kana takasangana tinokwanisa kuita zvakawanda.
Munosangana ikoko kuBoston chete here uye kangani kana kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo dzemuno muAmerica?
Tinosangana kuBoston once a month and kuNew Hampshire nekuNew York tine branch and tikuda tinokurudzira vamwe madzimai kumamwe mastate kumamwe countries kuti vatange iye Women of Faith. Ndakatokokwa actually even kuIndia nekuKenya kuti ndiye kuzotanga Women of Faith.
Asi semabranch ese munozosangana kamwe chete pagore?
Ehe, once a year mabranches tinosangana once a year muconference. Every April tinoita conference.
Ye gore rino yakamira sei?
This year tinokusangana April 22. Tipedza musi waApril 24 muno muBoston Massachusetts.
Vamakakoka gore rino?
Gore rino tine muyimbi Minister Kekshua Zambanive ari kubva kuHarare Zimbabwe ari kuuya nemudzimai wake kuti kubvasiya kudorwizi vekufort ministry vari kuAtlanta Georgia. And tina Lady Reverend Adelaide Heward Mills vari kubva kuAccra Ghana. Plus kune mamwe futi mapastors akawanda anenge achiminista but hatikwanisi kuadvertisa vese vari kuuya kuzoshumira.
dingindira regore rino rinoti uye rinorevei
rinoti munhu wemudzimai anofanira kusumuka kuti inoti arise and occupy till Jesus comes. Mwari vakatipa nzvimbo semadzimai. Tiri mamanagers emudzimba redu. Tiri mamanagers wherever God has put us. So tini ndekuti munhu wemudzimai anofanira kusumuka wo-occupy kuitira Jesu wauya.
Vanoda kuti vange vachiuya kumusangano wegore rino vakasununguka here?
Havakasununguka kavauya havo. Tinoda kuti vauye, takavamirira muno muBoston. Toda kuti muye kuno kuti tinotofara chaizvo.
Zvino ndingaite sei kuti ndinge ndichiuya kumusangano?
Mogona kuregister henyu online website yedu inoti www.womenoffaithministry.org or munogona kufona phone number yedu inonzi 1-508-353-4646.
Muripo, wakamira sei?
I-registration mukaenda pawebsite kana mukatifonera, i-registration fee is $45, but kana muchida lunch ne dinner is going to be $50 more. Total will be $95. And then kana muchida kugara muhotera yacho yakanaka zvekudi, mukatifonera tichakupa information yekuti munoregister sei kuhotera.
Mufundisi Pastor Letina Jaranyama vachitaura naPraxidus Jeremiah weStudio 7 vari kuBoston, Massachusetts muno muAmerica. Munhau dzemitambo, sachigaro wechikwara cheDynamos vaKeni Mubayiwa varamba mashoko ekuti vadzinga murayiridzi wevakomana wepagedhi Gift Muzadzi. Chikwata cheDynamos chine kunetsana kwakanyanya pakati pevarayiridzi vechikwata ichi uye vatsigiri vacho. Mutauro wakatanga pakakundwa Dynamos 3-0 neChicken Inn mumutambo wekutanga. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing abata vamubayiwa.
Aya mahuhu hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro. Kana vachizomitswa vachazomitswa zvaoga. Kati kwanga ngori nenhizvonga yanga iripo district zero. Kati kuti tibeke dzidzi nekuti ari kuenda here kuti hasikuenda, hapana chatichapa.
Asi pane musangano here wamuri kuedza kuita kuti mutarise mamiriro akaita zvinhu kune vari kurayiridza chikwata cheDynamos?
Tiri kuda kuti tite aidha mangwana oro Friday kuti tisangane netechnical team, executive netechnical team, tiongorore mamiriro akaita zvinhu zvedu.
Asi mune chivimbo here chekuti Dynamos ichakwira tichitarisa log nekuti yakadyiwa mutambo wekutanga ichizodrawa umwe wechipiri chitamangange?
Dynamos patinoamba season yoga yoga ndomatangiro edu iwayo. Tinotanga tichidai tidai, asi kana tinozoti paapaya tipo games tinosimuka, hatichatambotanga tihoti. Ndomatangiro edu iwayo.
Chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyaya dzeupfumi, zvikuru chirongwa chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema nemisangano iri kuitwa neIMF neWorld Bank nenyika dzinosanganisa Zimbabwe. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kutora tugo kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera rakaiti mbotarisa musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Amai Victoria Chitepo naamai Vivian Mwashita voita magamba ekutanga kuvigwa pamarinda eHeroes Acre musi mumwe chete. Gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa nagavhuna weRBZ vaJohn Mangudya voita misangano yepagore muno muWashington DC nevakuru veIMF neWorld Bank. Dare repamusoro rinobvumidza bato reMDCT kuti riratidzire mangwana kunyange mapurisa anga ambotsika madziro. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichitimurai zvakanaka vateereri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 13th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chonga Kandemire.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Economic analysts hail President Robert Mugabe's clarification regarding the operation of foreign banks in Zimbabwe and the indigenization policy.
Two heroines are laid to rest at the Zimbabwe National Heroes Acre.
We thank these two women for the exemplary lives that they live.
A judge orders police not to interfere with planned MDCT protest.
We are very happy that the High Court has simply endorsed what was a very clear position at law.
And Zimbabwean youth demand a big stake in the country's political processes.
These are stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Two heroines, Victoria Chitepo and Vivian Mwashita Mchicho, were laid to rest at the Zimbabwe National Heroes Acre today. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi attended the funeral and filed this report.
Thousands of Zimbabweans gathered at the National Heroes Acre to bid farewell to two heroines, Victoria Chitepo and Vivian Mwashita Mchicho. This became the first time in Zimbabwe's history that two nationalists were buried at the national shrine in a single day. Officiating at the burial of the two heroines, President Robert Mugabe told mourners that Zimbabweans should emulate the bravery and courage that was shown by the two during and after the country's war of liberation.
We thank these two women for the exemplary lives that they lived. And we say to other women, and especially to the young girls, there are the two examples. Choose. If you want to be a Mwashita, follow. But your fight must now be a fight in order to assist government in transforming our economy, in improving the lives of the people.
A representative of the Chitepo family, who is a son of the deceased national icon, Zwenyika Chitepo, said his mother worked hard in uplifting the lives of Zimbabweans and others in the Southern African region.
Through her life, she really believed in a better future for all Zimbabweans, for all Africans, and for all of humanity. And it is that faith, that undeterred faith, that kept her focused and able to achieve what she managed to achieve.
A representative of the Mwashita family, Nyasha Mwashita, who is Vivian Mwashita's daughter, said her mother was advocating for Zimbabweans to be self-reliant.
She had a passion for helping people and making a difference. Our fondest memories of her is when we used to attend rallies with her during her campaign to become an MP. Everyone used to call her My Heavy, and this would always bring a smile to her face.
War veterans leader Chris Muchangwa encouraged Zimbabweans to work hard to ensure that Chitepo and Mwashita's vision of a vibrant Zimbabwean economy is realized.
My Chitepo is a history of unflinching commitment to the cause of freedom, whether, you know, and for her, the cause of freedom knew no national boundaries. It knew no tribe. She was the ultimate internationalist. As for Vivian, a human combatant in the field confronting the enemy.
First Lady Grace Mugabe, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai were among politicians who did not attend the burial of Chitepo and Mwashita. Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka said Tsvangirai and the top leadership of his party did not attend the funeral because ZANU-PF was monopolizing state functions.
It is regrettable. What has since happened is that ZANU-PF privatizes and politicizes some of these events, which in actual fact is a belittling of such national heroes, venerated and dignified heroes like the late Mwashita.
Studio 7 failed to reach Mujuru's People First and other opposition parties. Victoria Chitepo, who was the widow of veteran nationalist Herbert Chitepo, held some cabinet positions and was once a member of parliament. Mwashita, who also fought in Zimbabwe's liberation struggle of the 1970s, worked at ZANU-PF headquarters before she was attested into the Central Intelligence Organization, where she served until 1995. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Economic analysts are hailing President Robert Mugabe's clarification yesterday regarding the operation of foreign banks in Zimbabwe and the indigenization policy. In a statement, Mr. Mugabe explained that banks and the insurance sector are administered under the Banking Act and the Insurance Act, and not the indigenization policy, as Indigenization Minister Patrick Juao had urged in his public spate with Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. Juao had threatened to shut down foreign banks that he said had failed to subject to the Black Empowerment Law that mandates foreign firms to transfer a 51% stake to locals. Economic analyst Masimba Kuchera tells Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo that Mr. Mugabe's intervention will bring stability and certainty in the financial sector.
We have said it and we have said it many times that the banks and insurance companies have the acts that govern them. And I think the president, in introducing clarity to this issue, has also helped minimize the risk of people running on banks wanting to take their money, because this is a very sensitive sector, the financial sector. And any sort of signal or message that things are not well, people will be going to withdraw every little bit that they have saved in there. So I think the president, considering that we even have a cash crisis at the moment in the country, has done good thing to be able to come and clarify the issue.
Would you say his intervention is sufficient enough to bring stability and certainty in the financial sector?
It is sufficient to bring stability. It is a bit long overdue, but I think that considering that the country is trying to build bridges with the IMF, we have currently the Minister of Finance and the RBZ governor there in Washington at the spring meeting. I think it brings stability and it brings an end to the meddling by the indigenization minister.
That was economic analyst Masimba Kuchera. In a related story, Bulawayo businessman and former Affirmative Action Group official Sam Ncube says despite the clarity, the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act remains a disastrous law that's scaring away investors.
The biggest problem we have as a country, there is no synchronization of policies through the line ministries. Our policies are not consistent. As a result, other people try to implement things which are not implementable. It causes a lot of discord. It causes a lot of confusion, even to the local people, leave alone the investors who are supposed to come into the country and invest. Because it's confusion. The other hand does not know what the other hand is doing. I think we are now mature. We are 36 years independent. We should be serious about the future of this country and the future of our children and their children's children. The confusion which you are seeing is because of a few misguided elements. It's a few misguided elements who are benefiting at the expense of the majority. The young people of Zimbabwe need employment. Everyone here in Zimbabwe needs investment. Our factories have become churches. And we are saying, what is it that we can do as a nation?
You were once a champion of Black empowerment, working with the Affirmative Action Group. And one might ask, what has changed? Because the indigenization law seeks the same objectives that you fought for.
When we formed our organization, Black people were not involved in the mainstream economy. But now a lot of our Black people are involved in the mainstream economy. Some are even owning banks.
That was Bulawayo businessman and former affirmative action group official Sam Ncube.
In a related development, Central Bank Governor John Mangujga and some senior state officials are attending the annual IMF World Bank meeting in Washington, D.C., with Zimbabwe already having made moves to seek new lines of credit from the international finance institutions. Lenders have asked the country to address several issues, including the compensation of whites who lost their land under Zimbabwe's controversial land reforms before the Southern African nation gets fresh loans. Zimbabwe owes the World Bank, IMF, and several institutions millions of dollars. Mangujga speaks with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the ongoing meeting.
The meeting that we are attending in Washington, I think, for Zimbabwe is a member of the IMF and the World Bank, and we are duty bound to attend as a governor myself and as a governor for the World Bank and IMF. And those meetings are critical because that's when we exchange ideas and ways of looking at the global economic environment. You know, Zimbabwe is also one of the global countries that is also affected by, commodity price movement. So affected by what happens in the rest of the world. And also at the same time, trying to ensure that we also have side meeting with the developing partners who are talking about the promotion of our re-engagement process.
What is significant to Zimbabweans, of course, is the issue of new funding. Is this likely to come up?
I said we use the same meetings to arrange sideline meetings with our foreign partners and multilateral institutions or creditors to ensure that at least they understand where we are and where we are going. So we don't expect a resolution from this NEDAR meeting.
That was John Mangujga, Zimbabwe Central Bank Governor, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Washington.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
The question today is, who was Zimbabwe's first vice president? The answer to our question yesterday is 1963.
The High Court Judge Justice Happiest Joe has ruled that police should not interfere with a march planned for tomorrow by the opposition MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai. The court action followed indications by the police that they won't provide manpower for the MDC protests over poverty, corruption and missing diamond proceeds of up to $15 billion. MDC spokesman Obet Gutu tells Studio 7 his party welcomes the court ruling as it shows that the judiciary in Zimbabwe is still alive.
We are very happy that the High Court has simply endorsed what was a very clear position at law. And we're actually surprised that the police had actually sought to say we should not proceed with our demonstration because they do not have the legal basis. We are very happy and we are raring to go.
Are you working with other political parties or organizations?
I can confirm that the issues that we are addressing are actually issues that touch on the living standards of Zimbabweans across the political spectrum to such an extent that we have actually been receiving solidarity messages from other political parties. We have actually wished us a successful demonstration tomorrow. And I'm not even surprised if even some disgruntled and unhappy members of ZANU-PF who are disgruntled by the way the economy is being mismanaged join us tomorrow. This is a demonstration not only for MDCT activists or supporters. It is a demonstration for all patriotic Zimbabweans.
That was Obet Gutu, MDCT spokesman, speaking with us from Harare.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month, we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980, was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. 'Cause that's the only way. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Coming up
in the Diaspora Forum, we are chatting to Zimbabwean Minister of Religion, Pastor Letina Jeranyama.
And a Zimbabwean parent speaks out on her child missing in Kuwait.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
A U.S. newspaper is reporting that federal investigators paid professional hackers to help them crack into the Apple iPhone used by one of the terrorists who killed 14 people last December in San Bernardino, California.
A New Jersey judge has ruled that U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is an American citizen and, as a result, can participate in the New Jersey primary election on June 7th.
Belgian prosecutors say they've released the three people detained yesterday in the investigation of the November 13 Paris attacks, in which 130 people died.
Federal agency in Panama have raided the offices of the Mossack Fonseca law firm, which is linked to a number of offshore accounts associated with world leaders.
And revelations from the Panama Papers leak back up what the Ugandan government already knew, that a foreign oil and gas company tried to skirt a $400 million tax bill.
An interdenominational Christian organization formed by a Zimbabwean minister of religion, Pastor Letina Jeranyama, who is also a lecturer at a Boston University in the USA, is holding its annual conference on April 22nd in Boston. Pastor Jeranyama says this year the interdenominational women of faith is expecting guests from Zimbabwe and Ghana. She tells Studio 7's Praxidis Jeremiah that the conference provides an opportunity for women to interact, share ideas, pray for each other, grow spiritually, and just network for business opportunity, since most members are African women immigrants in the diaspora.
Interdenominational Faith is a women's ministry that started way back in 2010. I was invited by the wife of the Bishop Henry Mujare from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, to come and minister to the women. I was really surprised because I had never had such an opportunity. But later on, it became very clear that God had to take me back to my church back home to launch me into the women's ministry. When I returned back to the USA from Zimbabwe, I felt an urge to start an interdenominational Women of Faith ministry, which comprises of different churches and different nationalities, women from different countries, and with an aim and a vision to to help the women to improve their spiritual lives, one, to support each other, thirdly, to learn different things, educational opportunities, because learning is lifelong. We can learn a lot from each other. And also to do some projects back home in Africa where we came from.
How big is the organization right now? Are you just based in Boston or you have branches elsewhere?
Yeah, our main branch is in Boston, but we also have meetings in New Hampshire. We have some members there in New Hampshire and we meet there sometimes. And also we have a branch in New York. But we are in the pipeline of, we've been invited in India, been invited in Kenya, and I'm also working with some other ladies in Zimbabwe to start the Interdenominational Women of Faith.
This year you have a big conference, which you do annually. Can you briefly tell us what it entails?
We have a conference that's coming up April 22, this year, ending April 24. We have several powerful anointed women that are coming to minister to us. We have Overseer Rudo Ruzi from Forward in Faith Ministry coming from Atlanta, Georgia. We have the wife of Dr. R.F. Utaunashe, the wife of Apostle Andrew Utaunashe, Dr. R.F. Utaunashe coming from Harare, Zimbabwe. And we have Lady Reverend Adelaide Howard Knowles coming from Accra, Ghana. And we have a gospel recording artist, Minister Tekshua Zamanure, coming with his wife all the way from Harare, Zimbabwe.
If I happen to get interested in coming to this conference, how do I go about it?
Visit our website online at www.womenoffaithministry.org, or you can call us at 1-508-353-4646.
What exactly are we looking forward to this year's conference? What's so different from last year?
This year's conference, one of the things that we are going to do, we are going to have a women's forum. And also, because of the other conferences that we have had, some people want to bring their husbands. So we have some combined sessions. There are specific sessions for the men, that the men will be doing their own thing. My husband, Dr. Peter Jeranyama, will be heading that. So that's something that's new, that's different. And also, your children, too, we have an exciting program for the kids that minister and cater to them according to their developmental level.
The theme for this year
is Arise and Occupy Till Jesus Comes. It's taken from the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 6 to 7, with the prophetess Deborah, this woman who said, in the days of Shamgar, the highways were unoccupied, and travelers walked along byways until I, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. So this is our theme. We want the women to arise and occupy their God-given places.
That was Pastor Letina Jeranyama, founder of a Christian interdenominational women's organization called Interdenominational Women of Faith, speaking with Studio 7's Praxidis Jeremiah from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hello, all young people out there. I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. We have a new, vibrant, energetic, inspirational segment. This is Time to Engage. We have hot topics for discussion, like life coaching, motivation, leadership, health, entrepreneurship. This also includes music, social media, and everything else you want to know. We will talk to various experts to help us with these discussions coming from Washington. Send a message to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. Hashtag time to engage.
Don't miss it here on Studio 7. Some youth in Mashonaland West Province say there is need for young people to occupy influential positions of authority in government if Zimbabwe is to realize missed ideals of the country's liberation struggle of the 1970s. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more from the provincial capital.
Some of the youth claim that the current leadership is insensitive to the needs of Zimbabwe's young people, a situation that has led to the nation's failure to implement the ideals of liberation struggle, which include one person, one vote, and equitable redistribution of land. 25-year-old Chinoy-based Delight Benge, who holds a university degree, claims that the current government, ZANU-PF leadership, has continued with oppressive systems that were political pillars of Rhodesia, once led by Ian Douglas-Smith. This includes what Benge calls oppressive laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, Public Order and Security Act, or ROPOSA, and several others that are almost a flip side of the repealed Law and Order Maintenance Act of 1960, which infringed on people's freedoms of association, assembly, movement, and expression. Benge says the only way out of this is to vote in MRC for a new government.
When we go to our independence, the system of governance that was being used was at large a white system to repress the blacks. And that system was inherited as it was. So it was a perpetuation of that system, which is exclusionary in nature, and it has just gone on to exclude the majority. We have to trace the one man, one vote principle. That in a way can work, but that is if we feel that the electoral system is free and fair. We can always use that whereby youth constituted to 70% of the population, they can go to vote in mass and give victory, which victory will be victory for the youth.
Another local youth, Takunda Madzana, says most young people in Zimbabwe have over the years been used as political tools by some parties. As a result, he believes that they can only play a critical role in bringing social, economic, and political transformation in the country if they turn down undemocratic ideologies of most parties.
The youth should be seen to be active in politics. This thing of only being active in politics when it comes to elections is just as activists moving around, putting posters and not being active in decision-making must come to an end. Youth must be seen to be taking positions of leadership because we are a generation of the most educated, we are the generation of the most active, and we are the most energetic.
Persuade Chirinda concurs, noting that most Zimbabweans feel that they are being oppressed by the ruling elite to exercise their rights just exactly like what happened under Rhodesian rulers. He is convinced that the youth can bring positive change in the country if they get into state institutions.
Rights are there on paper. They are not really being practiced, as we can simply see. You only have that freedom before you speak. After I say anything, that freedom is quickly taken away. We have to be included in the institutions, in the ministries. Justice Ministry, Home Affairs Ministry, there must be a youth there who will understand me when a youth makes some noise.
Banget-based youth Patrick Nyamweda also believes that youth should be involved in policy formulation in order to cater for their needs.
The fact that the youth needs to be first trained, they acquire agricultural skills and should be given the opportunity to make decisions in the policy formulation.
According to Benge, this is not enough, as youth should always refuse to be abused by political parties.
We need to change our attitude from being used to further the interests of the Madalas. They have to come up and be the representative, be the formulators of the policies, and at the same time be the implementers, rather than being used to try and lure other youths or to beat other youths to follow their way of thinking. We should try and find each other and come out to be representatives, to come out and also be leaders like what they did in the 1970s.
Zimbabwean youth constitute more than 60% of the total population. Most of them are currently unemployed due to the country's current serious social, economic, and political problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our host will be talking with listeners and experts about the economic situation in the country and also the IMF and World Bank meetings going on here in Washington, D.C.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
Economic analysts hail President Robert Mugabe's clarification regarding the operation of foreign banks in Zimbabwe and the indigenization policy.
Two heroines have been laid to rest at the Zimbabwe National Heroes Acre.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ntebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela Simhlanga Nyahuye Lojonga Kandemiri li chonanjani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 13 ngoMabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kupomba kuchimoyo ukunazi Zambia futhi umuchitiro
asi ukubomba echimoyo lase Zambia futhi kodwa akuzange kwasibuyisela emuva lokho besikhala yebo silahlekelwa ngabantwana.
Unkosikazi Victoria Chitepo lonkosikazi Vivian Mngachita bona babhubhe kuliviki baphiwa inhlonipho yamaqhawekazi elizwe bangcwatshiwe namuhla.
Umongameli wenze into enhle kakhulu ukuthi ezame ukuthi ancedise ubaba ukuthi wawu ngoba ngike ngatho ezibeqalisa laphana ukuxabana ukuthi ama-bank njengokubona kwami i-banking ephezulu kwemithetho ye-indigenization.
Ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi umongameli Mugabe wenze kuhle ngokuchasisa sobala ukuthi umthetho we-indigenization awuphathi amabhanga akwamanye amazwe asebenzela eZimbabwe. Umahluli wedalele High Court unqume ukuthi amapolisa kamelanga avimbe ukutshengisela kwe-MTCT kusasa phezu kokunyamalala kwe-$15 billion. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Unkosikazi Victoria Chitepo lonkosikazi Vivian Mngashita bona ababhubhe kuliviki baphiwa inhlonipho yamaqhawekazi elizwe libandla leZANU-PF bangcwatshiwe kanye emathuneni eNational Heroes Acre eHarare namuhla. Umongameli Robert Mugabe nguye okhokhelela umngcwabo, kubika uMavis Gama.
Ngelinye lamaqembu acule emngcwabeni wamaqhawekazi amabili la, unkosikazi Victoria Chitepo kanye lonkosikazi Vivian Mngashita ababhubhe ngolwesihlanu olodlule. Umongameli Mugabe obepholile okwamagama lamhla uchaze ababili laba njengamaqhawekazi ayezinikele ekukhululeni ilizwe bethembekile kubandla, kungakho bephiwe inhlonipho yokuba ngamaqhawekazi balaliswa emathuneni awe-National Heroes Acre. Esekhuluma phezu kwezehlakalo zesikhathi sempi yenkululeko, umgabu uthi kasikho isizwe esilahlekelwe ngababelwela uzibuse esigabeni sangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika njengeZimbabwe, ethi kwakuyimisebenzi kaSmith owayebusa ngaleso sikhathi.
Kubomba kuchimoyo nokunazi Zambia futhi umuchitiro asi
ukubomba echimoyo lase Zambia futhi kodwa akuzange kwasibuyisela emuva lokho besikhala yebo silahlekelwa ngabantwana abanye babo babe bancinyane kakhulu.
Uncome imisebenzi yabesifazane uMugabe ethi baba lehlandla elikhulu abalidlalayo kusukela ngesikhathi sempi yakuqala, wakhuthaza abesilisa ukuba babahloniphe nokubaqakathekisa okuyinto esekelwe ngumsekeli wogatsha lokwethulwa kwezindaba unkosikazi Thokozile Mathuthu obekhona laye kulo mngcwabo.
kugcwalisa inkulumo ehlala ikhulunywa umthungameli wethu baba upresident ukuthi omama baphatheka empini njengakobaba ibhombo nxa ifika yayingakhethi ukuthi namzazadubula ubaba yedwa
njengenhlala yenza baze ngobuningi abalwa impi yenkululeko laba iningi labo kungababe kuzandla inkokheli kahulumende izinduna inkokheli zebutho abokholo okubalisa abe-anglican ekhokhelwa ngubishop Chad Gandia lapho umuyi unkosikazi Chitepo wayekhonza khona kanye labe-salvation army lapho unkosikazi Mwashita ayekhonza khona labo bebekhona ubengekho unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kulo mngcwabo njengoba umongameli Mugabe wabikela uzulu kunsukwane esanda kwedlula ukuba ulandele indodakazi yakhe kwele Singapore esikhulelwe ekhangelelwe ukukhululekela khona yiloba yisiphi isikhathi ngimele istudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis gama
Ingqithi kwezenotho zithi umongameli Robert Mugabe wenze kuhle ngokuchasisa sobala ukuthi umthetho we-indigenization awuphathi amabhanga kwamanye amazwe asebenzela eZimbabwe. Ingcazelo kaMugabe le iza ngemva kwengxabano phakathi kukamphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa Lo mphathintambo wezokuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho umnumzana Patrick Juwao phezu kodaba lokuthi amabhanga kumele alandele umthetho we-indigenization na kumbe hatshi. Embikweni wethu le izolo uMugabe uthe amabhanga akwamanye amazwe la kumele alawulwe ngomthetho we-Banking Act hatshi ogatsha lukaJuwao owe-indigenization. Amabhanga la agoqela iBarclays, iStandard, iStanbic lamanye. Ingcwethi wezenotho umnumzana Masimba kuchera uthi ingcazelo kaMugabe izaletha ukunzinza okukhulu kuhlangothi lwezemali.
UMongameli wenze into enhle kakhulu ukuthi ezame ukuthi ancedise ubaba uJuwao ngoba ngike ngatho ezibeqalisa laphana ukuxabana ukuthi ama-banks njengokubona kwami i-banking ephezulu kwemithetho ye-indigenization. Ungakhangelisisa uzabona ukuthi ama-banks ukuthi ube le-bank lapha eZimbabwe kufunakala 12 million kumbe $20 million. Amanye ama-banks ankhona i-51% yabe iningi kakhulu ukwedlula i-$20 million. So ngibona njengani ubaba umgabe into ayenzileyo into eqakathekileyo kakhulu ngoba i-bank abantu bagcina imali kilo i-bank njalo nxa ungaphela confidence abantu bayabegcima ukuthi bathathe izimali zabo kuma-bank.
Ungathi ukungenela kukamgabe lokhu kuletha ukuhlaliseka na elizweni kuhlangothi lwezamabhanga?
Yebo, kakhulu kakhulu ngoba bebesesaba ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi uJuwao ubeza qhubeka ngendaba yakhe le yokuhluthuna ama-banks bekuzaba lo mthindo sikele khathesi i-cash iyasilela njalo bona njengani amabhanga lawa a-foreign owned ebezavala sibile ukuthi asafuna ukuthi sisebenze lapha eZimbabwe uzabona yiwo anezimali eziningi lapha khathesi lapha eZimbabwe yiwo ancedisa njalo kwi-economy ama-banks alapha eZimbabwe mancane njalo kala mali eningi so ngibona njengani kuncedile sibile ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi ama-banks i-indigenization kayisoze iwaphasi.
Umnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi kwezenotho sixoxelaye eseMombasa kwele Kenya. Usomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo umnumzana Semncube uthi lanxa uMugabe sechasisile ukuthi amabhanga ami ngaphi kumthetho lo akulalutho oluguqukayo ngoba okusalayo yikuthi uyabethusa abakwamanye amazwe umthetho we-indigenization ukuthi bazevula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Umhlaba wonke lo into zenotho azilani lomhlobo womuntu, azilani lokuthi umuntu uvela ngathi. Okukhulu ukuthi umuntu uyenelisa yini ukuthi enze ibhizinesi kulelo lizwe. Akumelanga sikhangele iZimbabwe angazathi ngumhlaba. IZimbabwe
elinyilizwe lisemhlabeni okumele libone ukuthi amanye amazwe asebenza njani nabanye abantu lokho kurongo kakube eceleni okuright bakuthathe okungasebenziyo bakubeke ebhimu ngoba sibekele ukwenza njalo sibesilokhu esithabisana ngezinto ezingasezezisebenzi sizabulalela abantu abethu nabantu ababo ilizwe ilizwe kumele lisebenze kukhanye ukuthi ilizwe liyasebenza linothe likhanye lincintisana lamanye amazwe ngento zomnotho ngoba singaphongube lokho nje abantu ababe bejabule kakhulu abesebenika amanye ama-statements angasebenziyo akusenze ukuthi sendawo kumele sikhumbule singazikhumbuli thina sikhumbule abantu babethu labantu bababo into leyi e-indigenization kulezinye indawo njengezimayini izindawo okulama-natural resources ebantwini ababuya bezofaka imali yabo elizweni kuthiwa i-investment kumele bakhangele ngelinye ilisho ngoba isithi sodwa ethi lilizwe emhlabeni khonapha e-Southern Africa silabo-South Africa kuba the-giants kwi-economy silabo-Botswana silabo-Malawi silabo-banibani silabo-Zambia abantu bahamba lapha bathethe omthandayo ungabafakela izinto ezokukhongona khona ziyabethusa bazikubuya fakele ukubuya siyakuyaba into esiyabe sikhuluma ngayo but ingasebenzi kodwa ibise lilizwe phansi
kukhona yini okubi ukuthi uhulumende aphakamise abantu bakhe kwezenotho babe yibo ababamba intambo
abantu vele zapha baphakanyiswa kudala akulanto ebazimbelayo asifuni ukudelana amanga siyathi ngama-activist e-economic empowerment yayi ngalesi sikhathi elizweni umuntu uvunyele ukuthi khona khona angenzani okufunayo into engekho elizweni kuphela yimali ilizwe kalilamali ukuthi ungaphakanyiswana njani yalo singacontinua singela mali singavumeleli abantu abale mali ukuthi babuye zaba nemithetho emihle kodwa ingasebenzi ingasuziphakamisa ilizwe imithetho yelizwe ayifani lelanga elapha wankulunkulu okuthiwa kalitshintshi imithetho yelizwe iyatshintshwa ngokuya kwesikhathi lokuthi kuzezinjani on the ground
umnumzana Semncube ngusomabhizimusi wakobulawayo njalo wake waba yisiphathamandla senhlanganiso ekhankasela ukuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho i-Affirmative Action Group. Kunjalo nje umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa lo sibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Manguchka bangapha eMelika sikhuluma nje ababili laba balande imihlangano ye-IMF.
I and I are liberate Zimbabwe.
Saka 18 kulinyanga ele Zimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980.
And I don't want my people to be tricked.
Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18. Uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le-Facebook kanye laku-Twitter. Umahluli wedale le-High Court eHarare umnumzana Happias Joe namuhla unqume ukuthi amapholisa kamelanga angenele kumbe avimbe ukutshengisela kwebandla le-MDCT kusasa likhonona ngodaba lokunyamalala kwemali yamadayimana engange-$15 billion. Ibandla leli belikhweze isicelo salo emthethwandaba lisebenza lamagqwetha alwela ilungelo likaZulu awenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Amapolisa ebesethe kawasoze enelise ukuba khona ekutshengiseleni lokhu ngoba ilungiselela ilanga likazibuse. Sixoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ukuze sizwe okunengi.
amapolisa ivele ekuqaleni sasihambile njengebandla le-MDC eliqoqela mbaba utshangirayo uyabazisa ukuthi sizaba sokutshengisela esikoleni seharari bafika bathi bona ilanga esilikhethileyo kalenze ngoba womgabe uzabe hlangana lama-overtrend njalo-ke abamapholisa aneleyo ukuthi basiphathise kulokhu kutshengisela savumelana nabo satshintsha ilanga lisalifaka safakela kusasa sitheke sikhulu sokunjalo sebewasilekela igwalo yokuthi hayi akusenzi ukuthi senze khona sitshengisele ngoba sizaphambanisa abantu abasihambelayo emgwaqweni ngenqola zomlilo so sagijima njengebandla saya e-high court ukuthi siyedinga ukuthi sivunyelwe ukuthi sikhankase sesitholele ugwalo oluvele e-high court lokuthi sesiyavunyelwa ukuthi kusasa siyetshengisela ngodubo olusezimbabwe sikhangela udaba lama-reforms siyakukhetho sikhangele lezimali lezizintshontshane ezitshontshwayo udaba le-corruption
abazotshengisela labo ngabe Harare kuphela kumbe bakhona abanye abazavela kumadolobho atshiyeneyo
abantu bazavuya kumadaba bazavela kumadolobho atshiyeneyo abanelisayo ukuthi bafike kodwa iningi labantu bazaphuma bevele eHarare sinethemba ukuthi abanye bazavuya bazosixhasa abavela kwamanye amaqhezeni
manje ngokubona kwenu akusoze kube lodlakela nani
lokhu singeke sakwala kungenzakala kodwa into ekhona lapha yikuthi angisakwazi nxa kwezombangazwi kaliphiwa ithuba lokuthi litshengisele ukuthi abanye benu bayehluleka so esiza kuyenza yikuthi sizahamba sihambela phambili siyokuyenza khonokho sizakuzwa ngakho besemgwaqweni ukuthi bazasiphazamisa but likhona ithuba lokuthi bangasiphazamisa avele amapholisa abalaleli okukhulunywa ngamakhothi aseZimbabwe bandisiye ukuthi babe ngentando kayiphikiswa so sizabona ngabe emgwaqweni kusasa uma sesitshengisela
unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane eleTaiwan letesa eleChina umlando wokuthumba izizalwane zalo ezingamajumi amane lanhlanu ebezikwelekenya emizameni yokubamba ngamandla lelo lizwe ukuthi lihlale phansi likhulumisane lalo kulokuxokozela lokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kukahulumende lababalisi bakweleliberia phezu kohlelo lokuguqula ezemfundo ababalisi bakulelo lizwe bathi balakho ukukhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ngohlelo lwakhe lokusebenzelana lezikolo ezizimeleyo ezingekho phansi kukahulumende okuza kwenza inhlawulo yemfundo ibe phezulu kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanyamazwe lamhlanje sixoxa lo mfundisikazi uPastor Letina Jeranyama okhokela inhlanganiso yokholo e-Interdenominational Women of Faith ofundisa njalo ekolishini lemfundo yaphezulu eBoston khonapha eMelika. Inhlanganiso ayikhokhelayo ilomhlangano omkhulu owe-conference ozakwenziwa mhla ka-22 kuyona le inyanga. UPastor Jeranyama uchasisa okuningi ngomhlangano wabo lo kungxoxo ayenze lo Praxedis Jeremiah we-Studio 7.
I-Interdenominational Women of Faith Ministry yaqalisa actually ngo-2010 ngamangala sibili ngi-invitwa umfundisi okuthiwa ngumama umfundisi kamfundisi okuthiwa ngubishop Henry Mjari owakobulawayo eZimbabwe kwakulo mhlangano umkhulu wabomama wathi Letina ngifuna ukuthi ubuye uzotshumayela uthi uNkulunkulu wangithatha lapho engaqalisa khona isikristu sami ukwenzela ukuthi angilonde kuministry yena le yabomama kwathetha okunjalo ngathi sengiphenduka lapha e-America ngazwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma lami ukuthi kumele ngiqalise umhlangano yabomama not omama just e-church yethu lapho engingena khona but omama abangena amachurchi ahlukeneyo ngoba i-church is a body of Christ. Sonke singabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Ukuthi siyancedakala ama-church amaningi singabuya singabomama siyafunda izinto ezithiyeneyo kubomama abavele eNigeria, kubomama abavele eGhana, kubomama abavele eZambia.
Ilinhlanganiso libumbe khona ngapho ngaseMassachusetts kuphela na kumbe isabalele ilizwe lonke lemele?
Yaqalisa eMassachusetts but isispreada kumanye ama-states also kwamanye amazwe. Layo eNew Hampshire, eNew York iyaspreada sifuna abanye basijoyine ukwenzele ukuthi sikhule.
Liyahlangana nini njalo kangaki ngomnyaka?
Abahlala like eMassachusetts sihlangana once a month. LeNew York futhi bale-branch yabo bahlangana the same pattern ukuthi once a month we meet, but wonke ama-branches sihlangana once a year sisenza i-conference.
Eyalo nyaka i-conference yenziwa nini?
Yenziwa ngomhlaka April 22, 2016. Siqalisa ngo-6 PM ntambama ibisiphela ngesonto April 24, 2016 siqeda emini ngo-12.
Kuyini sibilisibile eliyabe lihluza ngakho emhlanganweni lo?
Itimu ye-conference ngokuthi omama kumele basukume be-occupye indawo yabo njengabomama. Kuba yithi kufisi kuba ngumama. Itimu leivela ku-Judges chapter 5:6-7. Siyabona ukuthi eBhayibhile kuloo mama owasukumayo okuthiwa nguDebra. Umama lo wayenza into emangalisayo ngoba wayengujaji, wayengumama, esezizinto eziningi. Khonokhu kuyasithengisa ukuthi nasingabomama siyakwanisa uku-multitask, sezizinto eziningi kwenzela ukuthi si-improve impilo yethu.
Elibanxusileyo lonyaka?
Lo nyaka sinxuse uminister u-gospel recording artist okuthiwa nguminister Tekshiwa Zamanxube ziya lonkosikazi yakhe ukuzosinceda ngezokuhlabela, but abazabe betshumayela ngunkosikazi uRudo Rizi oyabe vela e-Atlanta, Georgia. Sonto yakhe yizayoja eZimbabwe but ngapha e-America kuthiwa yi-Forward in Faith. And then silonkosikazi uDr R.F. Utaunashe uyabe sevela eHarare, Zimbabwe. I-church yakhe yi-Family of God Church. And silomunye unkosikazi okuthiwa ngu-Lady Reverend Adelaide Howard Mills uyabe vela e-Accra, Ghana.
Ongaza ke abuye emhlanganweni lo nkuthazo bani ongayipha kumama ukuthi umnxuse ukuthi abuye azozizwela yedwa? Kuyini elikumetheyo kulomhlangano walonyaka?
Ungabuya uzaba le worship experience ongaza kube kwayo. Uzabuya emhlanganweni lapha uzaba umuntu o-encouraged spiritually. Sokubuyele ngkhaya ungumuntu ofana naye, uyakusitshintshile. But also iyakunceda ukuthi futhi unethiwekhe ube labanye omama ohlangana nabo, uwenzele ukuthi khona even nxa usubenhlupheko empilweni yakho uzakhumbula ukuthi mama lwana ku-conference wakhuluma ezathi kodwa nje ngimbuze ukuthi lokhu kuhamba njani. So kuyakunceda ukuthi ube nabanye omama and futhi ukuthi ubone ukuthi iy'nhlupheko zakho nazo asiwe wedwa. So kuyaningi, siyalinxusa lapha eBoston ukuthi libuye lizohlangana labanye omama.
Lo bekungupastor Letina Jeranyama ubexoxa ecingweni loPraxedus Jeremiah eseBoston khonapha eMelika. Okwamanje ngilifake kancane ezandleni zetsha elidala uChris Kande esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishonele ndaba.
Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu liphuma lendaba lithona lendaba sixoxa lomnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela ilungelo labale gcikwane le HIV. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga babazane.
Kulokho kusiba lobubelo ekuthelelaneni igcikwane lapha sizwa kuthiwa inani liyehla. Ungasitshela ukuthi ubona njani wena kungakubangelwa kwini?
Lokhu kungabe kubangelwa into ezimbalwa. Okokuqala kungabangelwa yindlela ke i-information esihambe ngayo mayelana lokuzivikela nge-HIV lezi ndlela ezikhona ezihlukeneyo. Okwesibili kungaba kuma-organization encedisana le-Ministry of Health, indlela abasebehlela ngayo njalo bethatha becollecta i-information esithi ngesilungu yi-data, yize ezincedisa ukuthi kubonakale masinya ukuthi umumo usuminjani. Ngibona ngazathi yikho sekusincedisa. Okwesithathu yikunandelela-ke ukuhlangana okwe-HIV le-production, kumbe ngithi labo esithi isilinganiso nge-age eyokusebenza esiyi-productive age, labo kwalokho besanda benanzelela i-value yempilo le-contribution yabo elizweni. Nxa bekunanzelela khonoku kutho ukuthi sebeqala-ke ukwenza khonokuhlana okuthiwa i-behavior change, bezinanzelela indlela abalala ngayo, abangena ngayo emacansini, indlela abadla ngayo, be-reduce-ke be-setisa isilinganiso esokuthi umuntu anganatha abesezikhohlwa. Bese kubuya-ke endabeni yemkhonomi. Umkhonomi lawo nxa ungathi uyancipha ukujabula-jabula lokhuyana kuyehla ngomumo esikiwe kathesi dola lingasabambeki.
Kukhanya abasakhulayo abancane laba ama-under 16-17 yibo abalenani elikhulu ngoba bengaphiwa okokuzivikela becatshangela ukuthi bancane. Ukubona njani wena khona?
Ya, kuliqiniso khonoku. Siyazama ngendlela zonke kukabili. Okokuqala ama-facilities ngathi lapho abangathola khona i-information, lapho abangathola khona uncedo nxa sebethe baba le mkhuhlane, kumbe esingathi okuphathelane lezemacansini nesilungu i-sexual reproductive issues kumbe health issues kumbe lama-rights akhona imfundiso, indawo zakhona zingathi zilutshwana. Lama-service aqondene labo malutshwana. Ungakhangela nje ikliniki kumbe isibhedlela uyakubona ukuthi kulobunzima ukuthi abantwana bafinyelele endaweni lezo. Singakhangela abe-secondary nxa bengabuya endaweni enjalo begqoke ama-uniform bezothola uncedo. Abantu baya-raise ama-eyebrows kuqondana nje le-culture yethu ukuthi sakhuliswa njani. Bese kubuya bona-ke intsha yethu le silodibona ukuthi bona ngokwabo hhayi isikhathi sokuthi balandelele i-information eyezempilakahle silutshwana. Isikhathi sabo sebesiqeda-ke ku-social media ku-WhatsApp akonoko kuthiwa yiku-WhatsApp bengena ku-inthanethi lapha kunzima ukuthi basupervise, bagcina sebesengozini futhi eyokuba le-appetite yento zokuya emacansini ngalokho abakubona internet. Buya abanye futhi yila abana abahlala bodwa ngenxa yokuthi abazali baku-diaspora kusuke khonoku ku-create akusela muntu obakhangelayo oba-advisayo njengayizolo. Situation yakhona even i-information balayo kodwa umuntu ongabanika i-advice ngendlela leyana efana nale counseling eza benza babe lama-choices amahle, abantu abanjalo balutshwana ngoba i-internet ayingeke ukunika i-advice njengomuntu ehlezi ekhangela ilawo ekutshela lokuthi i-experience yakhe yena izinto lezi sewadlula kizo zithona.
Hayi, kuyezwakala isikhathi so esingasavumi. Ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Hayi baba Gandhi, ngiyabonga leli thuba ngivalelisa njalo abalaleli ngithi hayi asiwehliseni lo mkhuhlane uyehliseka. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi sibonge. Lo ke bekungumnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela ilungelo labaphila legcikwane le-HIV ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande, lilale.
Kuhle.
uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhlanje sihlaziya amazwi kamongameli Robert Mugabe yena othi amabhanga kamelanga aphathwe ngumthetho we-Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Unkosikazi Victoria Chitepo lonkosikazi Vivian Mngashita bangcwatshiwe elamhlanje emathuneni eNational Heroes Acre. Incwethi kwezenotho zithi uMongameli Mugabe wenze kuhle ngokuchasisa sobala ukuthi umthetho we-indigenization awuphathe amabhanga akwamanye amazwe. Kwanelokwa lamhlanje. Olivalelisayo, muntungamili nkomo.